Newman represented part of southeastern Wisconsin in the House for part of the 1990s until losing a Senate race to Russ Feingold. Then Newman went back to his home building business before losing to Scott Walker in last year's GOP primary for governor. Newman says he's making another Senate bid because the U.S. needs a balanced federal budget, and he was in Congress when that happened before.
When I went there, we brought a plan. I was the architect of a plan to balance the federal budget. We got it done. When the budget was balanced and we cut taxes, the economy boomed in America. And I just want folks to know that is possible to happen again.
Part of the reason for the U.S.'s debt problem are the wars over the last decade in Afghanistan and Iraq. But Newman says there were conflicts in Serbia and other locations when he was in Congress. Newman's entry into the race has prompted the likely Senate campaign of former Governor Tommy Thompson to ask Newman not to engage in smear tactics that Thompson contends Newman used against Walker. Newman argues he's a viable statewide candidate.
We've been getting a lot of calls from all over the state and emails. It's been very encouraging to see the support we are getting. Folks are very, very hungry for someone who's going to bring them a plan to balance the budget.
Thompson's advisors have also announced that Newman's governor's race co-chairs are now co-chairing Thompson's expected Senate bid. The state Democratic Party is calling Newman a Tea Party extremist. Democrats considering the Senate race include House members Tammy Baldwin and Ron Kind, among others. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.